morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. My name's Lamo. Soon Geshe-la will be coming in, and then followed by Venerable Chökyi, who will be sitting here. Venerable Kondala is, I think she's taking classes in New York. So she's out of town. When Geshe-la arrives, if you've never been here before, if you'll please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And then you'll see some of us prostrating, and if you feel uncomfortable doing so, just please remain standing. And after Geshe-la prostrates and sits down, we'll be saying some prayers in this white prayer book, and there's only one prayer book, so it's very easy. And they are on the first base sheet, and then we'll say some mantras at the bottom of the first pink sheet. I'm not quite sure what Geshe-la will be teaching on today. Sometimes he uses Shantideva's book, this book called Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Sometimes he'll mention, take a quote from here, but not always. But I always have this available. And since there may be just a few minutes before he comes, I'm going to go ahead and read the prayer list because often we don't have enough time to do so at the end. So if you just want to get settled, to settle your mind, to get your minds ready for the teachings, I'll just try to read this softly so as not to disturb you. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Donna Corey, Fanny Lewis, Will Manson, Rachel Cole Matteson, Hansa Pandya, Alan Smith, Mariposa the Wonderful Cat, Job Search, Jim Kay, Roseanne Barona, James Lillig, Greg Weaver, Ashlyn Kloss, Pooja Sarai, Lindsay Piotti, Tim Powell, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyalje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chökyi Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blum, Elizabeth Campanile, Anwar Congo, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodro, Paul Dumlow, Paul Foyle and Nancy Osterhoff, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Lanimer, Danny Love and Family, R.M., family of Will Manson, Junie Martin and Andrew Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Dickie Lee Oldershaw, family of Hansa Pandya, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sants, Jeannie Shario, David Schenk, Rosemary Cease, Roy Sorbit, Lobsang Tuptim, Tian Washington, Pat Watts, Deborah Webb, Sandy Wimbush, Dorje and Kajo the Pigs. I also forgot to mention a couple of things. Oh, Geshe-la's here? Okay, thank you. Okay, so if you please go to the first base sheet in the white prayer book. We'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four measurables in English, and then in Tibetan.
Taya ta om mune mune mahamunaye soha. Ma
sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
Sentientam
At the bottom, you'll see two mantras. Let's chant Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. So all of you came to Rinpoche teachings? Lama Sopa Rinpoche teaching? All of you? Oh. Okay. Anyway, so so we'll begin with some meditation, okay? Begin with 9 round breathing meditation. So before we start meditation, so just sit a little bit, sit still, and observe or analyze your mental state. Okay? So reason I'm saying this, because then, 9 round breathing meditation, we can do we can do the 9 round breathing meditation based on our mental state. So that's why it's important to observe your state of mind right now. So then, slowly, If you find out that your mind, the mental state is not, not positive, or your mind is disturbed, something from the home, or something here at the center, maybe something there you're coming to here, on the road, somebody something. So anyway, so then if your mental state is not positive, means not calm, peaceful, so then what I want you to do is like, when we do the nine round breathing meditations, when we exhale, so then you exhale forcefully, okay? Not naturally, you exhale forcefully and imagine there's no negative, thought, goes out of your mind and then disappear in the space. Okay? The visualization is critical. So if your mental state is already positive, so then you exhale naturally, not forcefully, exhale naturally. So inhale the same, okay? So what do you do? Please use your this finger, block your left nostril. Then of course, whenever we do breathing meditation, it's very, very important to make sure that our body is straight. Whether you're sitting on the floor or sitting on the chair, doesn't matter. Make sure your back is straight. This is we call breathing, but according to the Vajrayana teaching, it's called energy. So then, according to Vajrayana teaching, they talk about energy and the chakras and the channels. So if your physical body is straight, so they drop some piece of grain or something, I'm not sure, they hold here, they just drop them there. If it's hitting your belly, that means your body is not straight. I'm not sure how relevant it is. So I lost the thing. Not sure where I put it. Oh, it's here. So that's how you measure. You sit there, then hold something, you drop there. If it's hitting you on your tummy, so that means your body also needs to be straight up a little bit. It's not completely straight. Anyway, so please make sure that your back's straight. So then, inhale, naturally. Then exhale. As I mentioned, if your mind is not calm, peaceful, forceful, like that, okay? Yeah. So again. Each time when you inhale, you count. Now this is second. Then. Not necessary, but if your mind is not calm, then like that. Okay. Now this second. Now one more. Then. So we do this from nose, not from the mouth, from nose. So then please share, You learn and please share, Share, okay. So this is called nine round breathing meditations. There's like three rounds. Each round, three breathings, okay, three breathings. So we'll do this again. Each time when you inhale, then you count, that's the one, okay. So that is first round. So now second round, your right hand, block the left nostril. Then. there's a second round. So now, third round, not from the mouth, from the nose, not from the mouth, from the nose. Inhale. Each time you inhale, you count one, okay? So this is called 9-round breathing meditations. So the ancient technique how to get rid of negative energy from your systems, negative energy from your systems. So then one important thing that we all should remember, the, you could say, purpose of meditation, or you could say power of meditations, or you could say meaning of meditations, is to reduce negative thought. It's very, very important to remember. That's why we meditate. Because of negative thought, we are suffering now. Because of negative thought, probably we are going to suffer in the future. That's how we've been suffering in the past, because of negative thought. We think, you know, because of someone else. No, that's not true. No, that's like misconceptions. So because of negative thought, you know, so that's why we are trapped. We are in samsara, not because of, you know, someone else. So that's very, very important to remember that. So then the power, you know, of meditation, or purpose of meditations, or meaning of meditations, so it's very, very important to recognize, to reduce gom top nimochua, gom meditation, top power, nimong, afflicted thought or disturbing thought. Chua means less. So less negative thought is the power of meditation, or purpose of meditation, or meaning of meditation. That's why we meditate. So therefore it's very, very important to meditate. No, meditation must begin with positive thought. If not, that's the best. If not, thought has to be neutral. You can meditate, you know, with negative thought. You can meditate. You know. So that, therefore, it says, you know, all the text here is begin with the Sanskrit. It shows there are translated from Sanskrit into Tibetan. Similarly, all the meditation should begin with positive thought. Likewise, you know, Sanskrit. So this is very, very important. You know. If you are looking or curious about meditations, that's how the meditation has been done in the history. That's how the meditation has been done. That's how the meditation has been invented. That's how the meditation has been done. So it's very, very important. So we can meditate with negative thought. So that's why there's a way to neutralize your thought. If your thought is in negative state, there's a way to neutralize them. So how you do that? You do this with the breathing meditation. Breathing meditation 21. Breathing meditations is a technique they use to neutralize their thought, their mental state, because their mind is so much disturbed by something. So then you concentrate breathing in and out. So this is the second meditation we are going to do. In and out. We'll do this 21 times. So then after, when you're finishing doing this breathing meditations, in the end, then your mind is like, it's almost like this, you know, in the glass, you put the water and the sand, you mix it together, and you can see, and slowly, it kind of, if you let it sit there a long time, it kind of separates water, and so there's no, then all the dirt is below, the water part is, that's the nature of mind. So then you pause there. It's clear, its nature is clear, it's not like, you know, you think it's like anger or it's jealousy, that's another nature. No, it's there temporarily, you know, it's like cloud on the sky. you know, you could see sky without cloud, but clouds are there temporarily. Similarly, negative thoughts are here temporarily. Otherwise, if the negative thought is the nature of mind, no hope. Why you meditate? No hope. No, you can't get rid of them. It's part of mind. It's like nature of mind. If that's your mind, there's no reason why you be meditate. Okay. So now, this 21 breathing meditation is to the technique they use to, how you say, neutralize? How you say, neutralize? Or, huh? Am I saying correctly? Yeah, neutralize your mental state. Hmm? So now, so now we are thinking now, you know, so like, I am about to breathing in. I am about to breathing in. Then I am breathing in now. I am breathing in now. And my inhale is complete. Makes it a three step. I'm about to inhale. I'm inhaling now. My inhale is complete. So I'm about to inhale. I'm inhaling now. My inhale is complete. I'm about to exhale. I'm exhaling now. My exhale is complete. So then in the end, you know, there's no whatever negative state of mind is disappear in the space. Then doing this, you know, 7 times, 9 times, 21 times, in the end, if you experience the pure nature of mind like clear water, then pause there long as you can. Okay? So you can say the word in your mind. I'm about to inhale, I'm inhaling now, my inhale is complete. I'm about to exhale, exhaling now, exhale complete. That's one. So then you can do again. Then you can do this, you know, like 7, 21 times, okay. So you can try at home, so please share, you know, with your friends. So, so then, so probably going to, if you already came to Rinpoche's teaching, I would like to probably do some review, or some of probably you are there at the retreat, so 2 weeks on the Black Mountains. So Rinpoche, you know, so emphasized so much about the service. So. So if some of you are saying prayer at home, you know, so we do here at the center, as a Buddhist, you know, so you say refuge in bodhicitta prayer. So sometimes, you know, we become like more like, how you say, kind of happy to say prayer, you know, kind of happy to say prayer. Very comfortable saying prayer, and not always happy to say it, but you know, it's comfortable saying prayer. The problem is not thinking about the prayer, just saying them. So I think Rinpoche has emphasized, it's very true. So, and Sikh Sangpo Shenye Songs, generally speaking, they are saying say the gentle word from your mouth. No, this is like probably refers to the prayer. No, all the prayers are nicely, I say, put it together. No, it's all about, it's very nicely, nice. No, so Sikh Sangpo, so gentle words in this case refers to the prayer. But we do say gentle words from our mouth when we go to church, when we go to temple, we say. Oh. And some people say all the time, some people say occasionally. Not the problem, but the way the prayer is not going to be complete, how it become incomplete, because we don't think about the gentle meaning. We don't think about gentle meaning. Now, there's the second line. Say the gentle word from your mouth, then think about the gentle meaning of the word. So that's what is lacking, So I just need to bring it up. So as a Buddhist, the very purpose of taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, you are saying, I'm taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. So why? Why you take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha? Why? For what? Just to benefit. That's all, just to benefit. Even one single being, just to benefit. So I'm going to generate bodhicitta for what? Just to benefit. So Rinpoche said, we don't have to wait till we reach enlightenment in order to give one piece of candy. Oh, I'm going to wait. I have candy. I'm going to wait. I'm thinking to give this to, John, but I'm thinking I'm not enlightened yet, so I'm going to hold on to the candy. So I'm going to give to John, so when I get enlightenment, that probably take like eons before John receives candy. So Rinpoche said, no, we don't need to wait, we can, help. So this interesting thing, it's not something that, I'm learning some new word from Rinpoche, It's not like, we are not learning something new, but, We already know, but we don't think. We already know. It's not like something we are learning, something new. So the Buddha says, every sentient beings, whether you like or not, whether you have problem or not, every single being is being dearly loved and cherished by all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. There's one thing that Rinpoche said. So it's not good to harm them, because it's like indirectly it's like harming all the Buddhists and Buddhists if you are Buddhist. No, so as a Buddhist you have problems. Just psychological, not like, you know, practically, of course there's problems, but psychologically, just thinking in your mind, oh, I'm going to hurt Buddha. That kind of like, there's some problem. No, you can't think like that because there's a problem in your mind. Am I saying correctly? You know, as a Christian, you say, oh, I'm going to hurt Jesus. That's kind of like, this is a very negative thing to think about, you know. That's exactly what's happening when you're hurting someone. Indirectly, you know. When you're cherishing some beings and we are cherishing them. So this is very, very important to think about, you know, in your mind. The reason why we, you know, why we don't harm. So service, you know, basically service. So that's very important. So that's why Rinpoche said that's called 8 verses, mind tending text, you know. It's not easy, but it can be done. Slowly it can be done, you know. So we need to train the way we think, because so much suffering is being caused by the way we think, you know. So then those suffering can be reduced. Some change in our thinking, the suffering could be reduced. Our concept, our idea. So, Dani Sinje Tamje Laso. The word, it says all sentient beings, but it has to begin from, you can't begin with all sentient beings. Practically, you have to begin with one sentient being. First of all sentient beings are not here. How you can begin at the Kanamba Center, all sentient beings are not here. It's not big enough to hold all sentient beings, Kanamba Center, practically. So it has to begin with somewhere. That's why Gishin Langri Thapa, you know, the great master, he composed this 8 verses mind-training text. So this mind needs to be trained in order to feel good. Body needs to be trained in order to feel healthy. You exercise, you know, you watch your diet. There's some kind of sacrifice, or something that you may not like to eat, like kale. You may end up eating kale, even though you don't like to eat kale, even though it doesn't taste good, but it's good for health. Things like that, you know. So even though as a Tibetan, white rice, you know, that's what your main diet, you like to eat, but you know, turns out it's not really good for health, you know. You're making sacrifice, or making, giving up something in order to get something. So what Gishin Langri Thapa said, Dani Sinje Tamjala Ishinubu Lelabi, Tenjo Dribe Sambaya Tato Cheba Dzumbashu. So, just there's a way to train your mind before, in practical level, you can train verbally, means repeating certain words in your mind, you know, constantly reminding your mind how you should think. Whenever you encounter with other sentient beings, how you should think. The Gishin Langri Thapa said, Dani Sinje Tamjala, you know, each and every sentient beings. If we can think exactly like that, at least human beings, you know, human beings. Each and every human beings that we encounter. How about that? If you think that human being is precious, more precious than billion dollar, precious jewel. Why? Because of that sentient beings, I can practice, you know, patience, I can practice loving kindness, I can practice compassion, I could reach enlightenment based on that sentient beings. Billion dollar, you can practice patience, you can practice love, you can practice loving kindness. I don't know how you practice compassion towards money, loving kindness, no patience. Money don't talk, so they don't act, no. So that's why Dani Sinje Tamjaleno, that I myself, from now on, whenever I encounter with other beings, that's how I think, that's how I'm going to think. That's Ishinobala. That being is more precious than precious jewel. Because of that sentient beings, I could gain, you know, I could reach enlightenment, I could gain so many mental qualities, such as loving kindness, compassion. These are all healing energy. When you develop compassion, it heals you. It heals you. Not just heals you, but it also heals other people too. Dhani Sinjan, from now on, that's how I'm going to think. Each time when I encounter other living beings, the particularly human beings, it doesn't say particularly, but you know, I think most of our problems with people, with not, you know, and occasionally, mosquitoes, you know, in the winter time, there's no mosquito. But most of our main problems with the human beings, you know, when you drive, when you go to store, you know, old, you know, when you go to work, you know, doesn't get along with your boss, you know, then co-worker, you know, like, then all the, you know, with most of the problems, you know, associated with the human beings. So, from now on, I myself, Dani, whenever I encounter, you know, other human beings, at least I'll try, I'll repeat that word in my mind, that beings is precious. But I don't have to say, oh, you are so precious. I don't have to say, but I have to, that's how I should think. I should cherish that person, no? That person's, because that person is so precious. Why is he so precious? Why? So precious, why? Because of that person, I could generate loving kindness, compassion. If that person is being very nice to me, I could generate love, loving kindness. If that person is being kind of difficult, I could develop compassion. If that person is being very, very difficult, I could practice patience. Otherwise, how you practice patience? If everybody being nice to you, you can practice patience, you know. So how you practice patience? You know, tolerance. There's something to have tolerate. If there's nothing to be tolerated, then you know, then you can say, I'm practicing patience with a cheesecake. I'm not sure how you practice patience with a cheesecake. So see, why is so precious? Because of that person, I could gain something, you know, which is good for not just this life, good for many, many lifetimes. Okay? Not just today, all the time. See, now there are people who think like that, even though not able to practically put into practice, but that's how they think. And not just one day, every day, that's how they think. Every day, that's how they try to think. And that's how they say this prayer. Called 8 verses, you know. Shantideva, the Indian master, I think 8th century, he wrote one book called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. How to become best human being, best like a human being means like human being with big heart, not just big, huge heart. You know, it's called bodhicitta. Someone who has bodhicitta, that person has huge heart. So how then that book is like how to become that, how to become the person with huge heart, bodhicitta. So that's the book, I think, written in the 8th century by Indian master Shantideva. And his book, so I don't remember exactly what chapter, then he says, Simje namda javales. Simje means sentient beings. Java means, you know, enlightened beings. So we have respect to the Buddha. When you see Buddha's image, you know, statues, oh, we respect them, you know. So when you see human beings, sentient beings, we don't respect as we do towards holy object. And Shanti Sanjidewa says, you know, you become enlightened, equally rely, depending on sentient beings and enlightened beings equally. They both are needed, equally important for your own gain, ultimate gain, according to Buddhism's enlightenment. If that is the case, Shantideva says, Simjananda Javale Sanje Chudavala. If they are equal for your own gain, no, ultimate gain, enlightenment, if they are equally important, why you respect enlightened beings, not sentient beings? And Shantideva says, doesn't make sense. So, oh, there's no, like, Edwards and mind training is probably, you know, there's like, that text been written way before than Edwards' mind training text. That text has been composed back in India. So Edwards' mind training text is composed in Tibet by a Tibetan master called Gishi Langri Thapa, or the Kadampa Gishi called Langri Thapa. So, then the Buddha says, you know, it's very, very, we say mantra. We do say mantra, mantra, mani, compassion for the mantra. So Rinpoche said, we should say, oh, my life is so precious. Precious human life. Oh, my life is meaningful. Oh, my life is difficult to find. I'm happy. You know? Because I'm a human being. This is the kind of mantra we should say more. Rather say, oh, I'm not happy, or I'm like not, my life is not worth it, my life has no meaning, I'm this and that, you know, all the time, kind of like mantra, you know, negative, all the time saying, oh, people don't like me, I don't like my job, you know, I don't have good relationship with my parents, you know, my friend don't like me, my dog don't like me, you know, so my dog likes more my husband and don't like me, or my wife don't like me, doesn't show me affections. So then this all kinds of, you know, like that. Instead of that, when you wake up in the bed, you are, you know, you don't just jump out of your bed. You just sit there, think, oh, as a Buddhist, what do you think? Oh, due to my, you know, the previous, you know, like karma that has been created by my previous life, because of that and all the blessings from all the, you know, enlightened beings, I'm still alive. So something to feel good about. So this is very good, no? So so this is very good, no? This life is called precious human life. What it means? It means meaningful, very difficult to find. And then, you know, like, am I making any sense? Try to, even verbally, that you train, you know, verbally, or need to think. That's what I'm saying. So, when I try to sum it up, all the Buddhism, I've been saying this many, many times, but, you know, when you hear from Rinpoche, it's more powerful. Why is it more powerful? Because Rinpoche, day and night, you know, whatever he learned, he put into practice. Oh? So, he hasn't been sleeping since he was a teenager. He never laid down on bed since he was 14 years old. Not sure now he's like close to 70. So he's still, you know, having this stroke. He don't sleep. He's always awake at night. If he sleep like that, in a couple of minutes, so there's all day, all night, he's like this, you know. Not but watching TV or checking email, but, you know, he's thinking, you know, meditating. So that's why it makes difference. So the word that you say is more powerful because you live with that day and night. So we have been very much blessed by Rinpoche presence here at the Kadampa Center. So now, if you consider Rinpoche as your teacher, so the best offering that you can offer is to whatever you hear and try to put that into your practice. So that's the best form of offering. even though your Rinpoche is not around here, but still, that's how you keep your connection with Rinpoche, even though there's like distant, like thousand miles between you and Rinpoche, but you keep that connection afresh. So you remember what he said, so then try to put it into that, into practice, means try to think about that on a daily basis. Okay? So, you know, go back, you know, so many times, I said it many times, but you know, it's not that powerful as Rinpoche said. The reason behind that, you know, Rinpoche does much more practice than I do, you know. So, before I say, when I sum it up, Buddhism is all about thinking positive, thinking good. When you see other beings, thinking good about them. When you think about yourself, thinking good. How? Oh, this is precious. This is so meaningful. This is so difficult to find. This, you know, in the Deva realm, there are many realms, not just in the human realm. There's only one realm. There's another realms. So Deva realm, they live long time. So in the Deva realm, when some Devas about to die, all the Devas, you know, celestial, Deva means celestial beings. Celestial beings? The celestial beings realms. So when one of the celestial beings is about to die, all that come, their prayer. Basically what they're saying is, may I wish you to be born in something, something. That refers to human life. Okay? They are not wishing, we wish that you will be born again here. So they say some kind of prayer. We wish that you will be born in something, some different terms. But anyway, the terms refers to human realms. This is the only form. If you reach enlightenment, you can't reach enlightenment with any other form. There's only human form. There's only form you can reach enlightenment. So this is, you know, something to. So because of that, you know, thinking good about yourself, you know, thinking good about other beings, then there's so much has to be said. Otherwise, it's not that easy. So that's why all these texts have been written, you know, how to do that. So there's so many different meditations, how to develop loving kindness, how to develop compassion, what is the definition of compassion, what is the definition of loving kindness. Why is it important to think something good of other sentient beings, and how to think, why I should think like that. This is all to help you to become more happier human being, minute by minute, minute by minute. And you are, you know, then you say, okay, then you feel like, so you feel good because you are thinking that you are doing something much bigger than yourself, rather than just, you know, thinking about yourself. That's the best, I think that's the best way to helping yourself, is to helping others. That's the best way to help yourself. Even though in the world, it doesn't sound like, when you say helping others, it doesn't sound like helping yourself. But actually it is helping yourself. So that's very, very important to think, you know, something positive. So this is the kind of like reviewing, you know, what Rinpoche has been said, you know, So important. Otherwise, you know, otherwise the prayer means, doesn't mean much. People have been saying prayer throughout the centuries. Center is there, monastery is there, church is there, long time. But still, a lot of problem. Why? It's not just simply outside church or temple or center, and something has to change within oneself. That's how you produce has a harmony to yourself, to other sentient beings. So, and particularly as a monks and nuns, it is very, very important. Really, really, it's very, very important to think. You know, whenever we say prayer, it's very, very important to try all our best to think the meaning of the prayer, you know. I'm taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. I'm taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. For what? just to benefit. That's all. Just to benefit sentient beings. So, even one sentient beings, no? Even one sentient beings, that's critical. Even just one sentient beings. Dola, pain, Sanjay Dola, Dola, pain, Dro means sentient beings. Pain means benefit. Therefore, I want to become enlightened. That's all. For what? Just to benefit. Just to benefit. Okay? So, and this is no good meditations. Rinpoche is supposed to talk, give us talk about the benefit of, you know, going around the stupa here. If you are worrying about, you know, what I did wrong, you know, if that has a mentality keep bothering you, as, you know, what you should do, what we should do, not just you, we, you know, should do, you know, to take advantage the holy object that we built here, stupa. So going round, going the clockwise, and now there's no prayer wheel that's put outside there. So this all, they come with all different ideas, you know, how to benefit us, you know, how to benefit us. So tuning the prayer wheel with compassion. You know, maybe somebody's, you know, having some problem with the family or relatives or some other places. You just think about them. That's called compassion. You just tune the prayer wheel. Just tune the prayer wheel. There's not many of them. And just go around stupa. So this is, it's not just, you know, you sit there, you know, this is the going around the prayer wheel, not the prayer wheel, sorry, the stupa. So there's physical benefit. Positive energy created by physically, positive energy being created physically going around. Verbally saying something, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness. Just simple as that, going around. Thinking something good, or people behind me, may they have good health, long, happy life, may they benefit lot of sentient beings, may they be able to give love, compassion, whoever they encounter, thinking something like that. So then you are creating positive energy physically, verbally, mentally. So now going round and round, believe or not, it purifies so much negative karma, which is the main cause of, you know, main cause of suffering. Not it's like your dog, your car, your house, people on the street, your wife, your husband, your sister, your brother. It's not, you know, that's what we think. That's misconceptions. Mainly karma. No reason. No, the reason. Karma. So then, going on, so I really want all of us should take advantage, you know, whenever we can, you know. So just go around the stupa. Going one round, believe or not, it purifies so much negative karma. It purifies. As I mentioned before, the pig chased by dog, running out of fear of life, end up going around stupa, purify, if that's the case. No. So now, how we can trust? Who said that? Buddha said that. Where in sutra? Or somebody just made it up last night? That's not true. If you read this text, it's somewhere here. But it's all in Tibetan. Somewhere here. This has been taught 2,500 years ago. It's been translated from Sanskrit into Tibetan. So now who's Buddha? Can I really trust him? Buddha is someone who, you know, lived behind all the material world, possession, fame, power, went to, you know, search for answers, you know, why people are getting old, why people are dying, why people are not happy, you know. So he's looking, that's how he ended up in the jungle. So that's how he figured it out, you know, to reach the highest level of happiness, you know. Is he interested in the material again? Zero. No, zero interest. There has to have some reason to lie. Otherwise, you know, you don't just lie, you know, you have to have some reason. So that's how you find, Buddha is somebody who is like valid, somebody who is like trustworthy. There's no reason to lie. What he gave, he has no interest. He has zero interest. He has zero interest in power. He has zero interest in material possession. He has no interest at all. Say there's one lama, the Gishi, actually Gishi, you know, like become Gishi back in Tibet before 1959. Thousands of students in the monastery. He left all of them, went into the mountain, on the mountains. Many, many students, you know, he's famous in the monastery. So many students. But he went to the wilderness in Tibet. And there's, in Tibet, you can, before 1950, you can go any mountain, you can just live there. Nobody says nothing, nobody says anything. So it's kind of free, you know. If you find something, you can live there forever. So anyway, he's going there, and a lot of people are going to visit, going to trying to find him where he lives. And they bring sambas, you know, samba Tibetan roasted barley flowers to make offerings. And butter with animal skins, they bring them. Then, you know, when they leave, he throw everything out of the crypt. So he throw butter, he throw all the samba, you know, he don't keep anything, he has no interest. So then, in the later on, you know, people keep coming, then he kind of like, you know, disturb his meditations. So then the end, he has to move, you know, mountain to mountain, mountain to mountain, because people are somehow finding him there. So anyway, these people have no interest at all. So there's somebody who it's like before 1959. So there's one monk, now he passed away, I received some teaching from him. So he is also, you know, well educated and great practitioners. So he has one attendant. So he wears this color yellow, but this color is all faded away. So all become like now, not yellow, it's come like become very old. So when he came to monastery, some monk thought, he's very high ranking monk, so we should offer him new piece of cloth, you know? But he won't take it. And his attendant, people are making a lot of, giving him gift, but he won't take any gift at all. So the attendant is kind of tempted to take. So because, you know, they are traveling quite a lot, so they don't have nice suitcase. So somebody offered him a suitcase, very nice suitcase. So the attendant took it without letting him know. So then traveling by train, and also so he noticed, who is this suitcase? This suitcase belongs to who? So then give it to some Indian people right away, right now. So he don't want to keep it. No, give this to some Indian people on the train. Give it to them right now. Or you don't come with me. No. So like that, they don't want to take anything at all. They don't want to take anything, even though. So they have no interest. No. So then that's how you find, you analyze the persons, even though it takes 12 years to analyze, you analyze that. So then you accept that person as your teacher. So then you totally devote yourself. You know? So then all the inner mental quality will grow, you know, the based on that, you know, devote their devotion. So the reason I'm saying this is, you know, how you can trust the Buddha's word and who is Buddha, you know, what he does, how he lives, you know. And then, you know, Buddha is, then when you find out Buddha is, you know, trustworthy human being, so then that's what he said in the sutra, going just one round. So bringing your pet, so I'm very happy to see people bringing their dog. If you really love your pet, you should bring that there. Just let them go one round. No? So I truly believe that my cat Ningje, the way she passed away very peacefully, I believe, you know, she comes with me in my altar room. She comes with me all the time. Whenever I go around, she just follow me. 3 rounds, no problem. Then the 4th round, then she's sitting there scratching, you know, doing all kind of things. But first round, no problem. She just follow. So where I train her, so the first I bring treat. So she is following the treat, not really thinking of making merit. So then after that, whenever she finds, there's no treat, whenever she finds out I'm going around, she just come. One time Julie, so some of you remember, Julie came to visit me. So she's going around. All of a sudden she feels something's following. Look at this ninja. She was really surprised. She didn't call, ninja just come, you know. 3 rounds, no problem. Sometimes 4 rounds, you know. So then, I think that I truly believe that, you know. So when I was in California, leading some retreat there, and ninja passed away. So first, Gijisang will find out. She's laying down in her little box, hardly moving. Then I asked Gijisang to play some prayers, you know, in the CD. Then Gijisang went somewhere and come back. She climbed the downstairs. She climbed all the stairs. Came into my meditation hall, my altar room. She came in there. Gijisang had no idea how she did that because she's hardly moving. She climbed all the stairs. Stair. Went into meditation. That's quite a distance from there down basement. Somehow moved there. And sit on the bed there where usually I sit to do my prayers, sitting there and facing her face towards the window, and altar is here. And Gijisang sees, you know, the belly is like, barely moving, you know, like really slow breath. And somehow turns again after a couple of hours, turns again back to the altar, then pass away. You know, so I truly believe that, you know, so like never kills any birds, you know, she's very gentle. Then I think going around, then I constantly, you know, like every day probably like 10 times at least, you know, I just hold her here and go around, you know. So I think she's exposed with so many holy objects, and I think going around the altar many, many times, you know, almost every day, at least 3 rounds, at least every day. Around, I don't have to force her. So don't have to chase her around the altar. She's not running out of her life. She's just coming, following me. You know, so then at least every day 3 rounds. So I truly believe that, you know, somehow that, you know, she chose to die in that very bed. I sit, and she's in the winter, not summertime, winter time. She sat on my lap most of the time. She sat on my lap. When I say my prayer, you know. So then she chose to die on that bed. On a dead bed. So, and then facing towards the altar. So I was really, really happy. So so even like, you know, so that's, I think, the power of, you know, holy object, going around the holy object. So I think somehow does bless, you know, bless me, change our attitude, our way of thinking. So because of that, please, you know, take advantage. So so going around the stupa. So if you feel bad about doing something, did something negative, something a long time ago, if you keep feeling bad about that, so what we should do, we should go around. And we have no idea how much negative karma purifies that. Just going one round, it won't take 2 minutes, just going one round. Then bring your pet, you know. So whatever, you can bring all kind of pets, you know, you can go around, you know. So it's open all the time. There's no gate. You can come anytime, you know. So if the center is open, you know, whoever's inside, you know, most likely will be a nice person. So you can come in, use the bathroom, bring some water. So then, you know, don't feel, you know, okay, I can't go inside. If there's somebody inside, you can come in. Of course, come in. You can, you know, drink, you know, water, use the bathroom, then keep going. No, I'm stupid. Okay? Yeah. So with that, then I'll stop.
So if you turn to the first pink
sheet in the white prayer book, let's start at the top, the dedication verses. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, through the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the Snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanasik Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself, and others, your disciples. Please, please. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Happy holiday. Holiday, this holiday today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Enjoy your holiday, short holiday.